All right, welcome to another exciting edition of Not Just a Chiropractor, Stanfordarian, Norwalk, New Canaan. Always accept my apologies for the worst podcast name in the world. Anyhow, here's what we're talking about today. Berberine. Berberine. Also being touted as it's exploding is what's happening. So I wanted to bring it to your attention today. They're calling it nature's Ozempic. And if everybody's taking Ozempic, all those Hollywood movie stars right now, dropping weight like flies. Yeah. But it's been used in Chinese medicine for years. Okay. And that's the one thing it is, so I don't want to sit there and say it's the miracle compound that people are claiming it is, because I don't think it is a miracle compound. I think it's a way to help manage your weight. But it's not the do all end all that, there's no real cure for weight loss other than eating less, exercising more, and adapting a better lifestyle. So let's cut the corners there. But let's go into the scientific part, because berberine is topical, and it's been around for a while. So let's go into it. Berberine is a natural bioactive compound derived from various plants. Berberis vulgaris, which is barberry. Gold thread's another one. Tree turmeric. And it belongs to a class of compounds known as alkaloids. And so it's got a long history of use in Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine as well. But lately, it's garnering greater attention for its potential health benefits. And not just in weight loss. Okay, let's go over the other stuff. It has biological activities like antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-diabetic effects. So it's also, some studies have shown that it supports cardiovascular health, metabolic health, and weight management. So if you think you're going to take berberine and drop 40 pounds, don't bother. Okay. It just doesn't work that way. So let's go into a little more scientific part. Studies have demonstrated that berberine can improve insulin sensitivity. So people become insulin resistant, become pre-diabetic and diabetic. So improve your insulin sensitivity is a good thing. Okay. Sometimes high, low. In this case here, improved insulin sensitivity is a wonderful thing. It'll keep you out of diabetic and all the other problems that come along with that. So the berberine also helps regulate blood sugar levels and enhances glucose metabolism. So it's been called nature's Ozempic. And I think it's still more people rushing to take Ozempic because it's prescribed by a doctor than it is to learn about the benefits of berberine. But for the purpose of our conversation today, berberine is being touted as nature's Ozempic. There's some crazy number of stuff on TikTok. I don't go on TikTok, so I don't even know what to tell you. And but it's shown, here's another thing about berberine, shown to support lipid metabolism. So that's what it means, it can help reduce your cholesterol levels and triglycerides. Now, I don't get so hung up on the cholesterol, but triglycerides are good to keep in check. Very good to keep in check. So you get no argument there. The cholesterol levels get blown out of proportion by the big pharmaceutical companies that go in and they want you to take this one and that one to lower even more. And you've got men growing breasts because you need cholesterol to produce hormones. So cholesterol is not a bad thing. Now, what defines excessive? Pretty much big pharma defines what's excessive levels of cholesterol. And they have the solution. And it's so generally accepted without it being questioned. So I'm not going to go into my beef with Big Pharma and the pushing cholesterol on everybody. So what we've gone over here so far is that improve your insulin sensitivity, regulate blood sugar levels, enhance those glucose metabolism, promise in supporting lipid metabolism, reducing triglycerides, I'm not going to mention cholesterol, but also too, they mean the antimicrobial, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic effects. All this is good stuff. I mean, it's really, really good stuff. So there's really no downside. I mean, as far as taking berberine as I can see. Now, can you overtake on it? Yeah, there could be some GI things, but there's they say there's not a long life to it. So you pretty much got to take like a couple hundred milligrams 2-3 times a day in order to gain any kind of benefit. My suggestion would be is to, if you really want to benefit from, you know, taking something like this, is to try doing a little bit intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting would be a good way to see where do you stand with that. I mean, I'm a big proponent of intermittent fasting. I've been doing it myself. So that's the wherefore, the how, you know. I mean, you can go into a little bit more detail as far as, like I said, the anti-diabetic effects. But I think you see here is, I compare it to the turmeric of a few years ago, where all of a sudden everybody's got to take turmeric. There's always going to be another supplement. It's going to blow you away. And, you know, somebody in multi-level is probably going to make an awful lot of money selling it. But I don't see any downside to trying it. One of the problems I have is you don't know what you're getting. You go to the store, buy berberine. Where is it coming from? So what I tend to do is I use a company called Standard Process. Standard Process is a reputable firm, vitamin company. It's been around since the early 1900s. And it was started by a dentist named Dr. Royal Lee. And he was actually a pioneer in the nutrition world. So what Standard Process does, most of their supplements are made from whole foods. Like, I've actually been to the farms, the organic farms that they grow on, and really impressed with the quality of stuff. And I don't like to sell vitamins, you know. So, but as far as I would have to say, if you need to take vitamins, I would recommend you take Standard Process. Very good quality. You stand by it. Efficacy. Long shelf life, everything else. But also, too, is the fact they're not made from whole foods. What they say is on the label. I don't think you can always get that with other things. So, would it benefit you? I can't see the downside to trying berberine if you're looking to lose a few pounds. You know, but if you don't modify your diet, I mean, go to town. Do both. And I think in that sense, you would be well advised to just, you know, see what happens with it. You know, I'm Dr. Brian McKay. I'm not just a chiropractor. As you can tell from the title of this podcast, it's July 12th. And I invite any interest you have, you know, reach out to me. My office number is 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Core Health Darien is my practice. I've been here for 30 years, having fun, helping people, and, you know, coming up with interesting topics to have a podcast for. All right, listen, thanks for listening. I hope you learned a lot. Give it a try, but I would recommend you get Standard Process as your brand for berberine. That's probably the biggest takeaway. And if you did the intermittent fasting with it, more kudos to you. And I would imagine you'll see. If you do anything, why don't you do it for like 2-3 months? Seriously. Intermittent fasting and berberine for 2-3 months and see what happens. The weight's not going to fall off you, regardless of what, because you're going to start getting emails about it and this miracle, that miracle. And, you know, I don't like to jump on the bandwagon like that, but I thought it was important to inform you. All right, great. Thanks a lot, Dr. Brian McKay, Core Health and Darien, my podcast. I'm not going to say it again because you already know it. You're watching and listening to it. Have a great day. Adios.